ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
Hello. Thank you for downloading. It's the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Last one for this week.
Oh.
It's been a very, very big week.
I feel like it's been a really long week. Like, I thought it was Thursday on Tuesday, and so the rest of it's just dragged. Yeah.
We do have our mid-year leave coming up very soon, and I feel like the closer we get to that,
the further away it feels.
It's the same for everyone. Like, I was talking to my daughter's teacher the other day.
Yeah.
She's like, man, mid-year holiday is coming up.
I need them.
I can smell the glasses of wine already.
Yeah, one of my friends was like, oh, you can tell the kids need a holiday. Like, they're getting tired and cranky. And mate, oh, you were talking about you.
I'm talking about the teachers, oh. Mate.
Yeah, they're getting tired and cranky too.
I can't even put up with my own kids, let alone 30 of some other people.
You're right. They're special kinds of people, aren't they?
Give them wine. Like, it's not
maybe
an apple
Bailey's
a day for the teacher. They need a bottle of the hardest liquor, Zambuca.
Oh.
Absinthe.
Oh, wow.
Straight
bit
tequila.
Of fireball. When you get a pet, normally there's conversations beforehand about what the rules will be, whether they'll be allowed or not on the couch, whether they'll be allowed inside, whether they'll be allowed on the bed. And normally the rule is no pets on beds.
Yeah, I remember found that with the last dog that, literally the last family dog that we had was when I still lived at home.
Yeah.
With mum and dad, Mishka. But she went on, she was a Shih Tzu Maltese poodle.
Yep.
Three-way bitzer. Went on to live for 15 years, which is pretty long
it's
for a little
good.
Dog like that. And there was a hardcore rule.
No dogs on the
at
bed.
At the start.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing
no
here.
No dogs on the bed.
So we've always had that rule with my dog Bear, who is a chihuahua, mainly because he's only 2.5 kilos and I'm worried that I'll squish him in the night. So I don't let him sleep on the bed. I don't want to roll on him. But it's always been the rule, no dogs on the bed. And he's so little, he can't get on the bed by himself. So it's been an easy rule to adhere to. However, recently I've gotten into this habit of when I go to bed, I get him up on the bed because he sits there and he scratches on the side of the bed. He's like, let me up, let me up, let me up, let me up, let me up. And I'll pick him up and I'll give him a cuddle and a pat. And then fiance Nev will come in and take him back out of the room. And then I go to sleep. And it's become such a habit that now Bear expects it. So as
yeah,
I'm,
they're very quick to adapt to situations.
Especially if it is
the
for their
benefit. It's the same with my 2-year-old
yeah.
son, Charlie, actually.
Oh, if you let him have an inch,
he's
they'll
come
run him off.
To expect now, as soon as he's finished his shower, dinner to be ready and like served
right.
on the table. Do you know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, they get into their routine.
So I'm trying to untrain him like a dog, going, no.
It's not ready yet.
It's not ready yet.
Well, that's it, hey. I just say, I'm going to bed, and Bear's like, phew, straight into the bedroom, ready for his bedtime cuddles. But you know what? I think I've done pretty well because for 4 years there was no dogs on the bed and it's only recently that the rule has changed. And I think other people could definitely beat that. So on 13,
I am
10,
disappointed
60,
in you. It's the last shred of respect I had for you as a dog owner.
He still like, doesn't sleep on the bed.
You lost a lot of points when you admitted to everyone that you have a costume box for Bear, all of his little outfits and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? But at least she doesn't let him sleep on the bed.
He doesn't sleep
I
on the bed.
I always respect that. Because I'm not much of a dog on the bed person.
Yeah, you think it's unhygienic.
I don't even let my kids sleep in the bed, man.
Oh, that's also unhygienic.
It's my bed. It's for me to sleep.
13, 10, 60. How quickly did you cave? Did you have no dogs on the bed as a rule at the start? And then really quickly that changed and all of a sudden it's a free for all. Anyone can sleep there.
Or dob in the like totally pathetic dog person in your life that, you know, that broke the rule for you essentially, that made the decision. 13, 10, 60. Actually, producer Brooke, can you get those photos of our boss Abby with her dog Boo sleeping between her and her partner?
She's got a Labrador. Labrador too.
Okay. So
which
she's
is a
got
big
a,
one.
Our boss Abby has a big dog.
Mm.
And she showed us these photos the other day of the dog asleep between her and Josh, her partner.
Takes up more bed than they do.
The dog's taking up the most bed.
And they had the rule too at the start, no dogs on the bed. So 13, 10, 60, how quickly did that rule change in your house? How quickly did you cave and allow dogs on the bed?
You dog owners, I'll tell you what, you're worse than parents. 13, 10, 60. Morning, Christina.
How you going?
Good, Christina. How quickly did you cave to the no dogs on the bed rule?
Oh, it would have been about a month.
Ooh, that's quick.
What sort of dog?
Border collie.
Oh, a big,
that's a big
one
dog too. What made you cave?
Oh, he's just too cute.
Yeah, that's the combination.
He wasn't even allowed inside at first. He's up now outside. And then he sort of come to the lounge, and now he's on the bed with the cat.
That time,
Within 1 month, it goes from being an outdoor dog to an on-the-bed dog.
Christina, we had a woman who caught our show once, and on Friday nights, her and her hubby get steaks delivered from like a full steak restaurant.
Steakhouse.
We're talking $40, $50 steaks here, and they have to get three delivered, one for wife, one for hubby, one for the dog.
Oh, yeah, nah.
That's the next step.
Oh,
you,
yes,
you say no, yes. Now, Christina. You say no now.
Gee, she caved within a month for the bed thing.
I will see.
Hey, Ben, morning, mate.
Morning, how you doing?
Good, Ben. How quickly did you cave?
It wasn't me. It was the wife. It would have been less than 2 weeks, but not so much the bed. Brand new sofas and recliners, like $6,000 or $7,000 worth of brand new stuff.
Ooh.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. What kind of dog?
Well, there's a sausage dog, French Bull Terrier, but then there's... old husky that just sheds crazy hair.
Oh, yeah.
God,
on the bright side, in her defense, he never jumped on the couch. It was the smaller dogs that were allowed.
If I spent $6,000 on a couch, I don't reckon I'd let my kids sit on it.
I wouldn't sit on it. Mate, I don't like the plastic coating.
Totally. Like an old Italian grandmother. Morning, Michelle. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. When did you break the rule, Michelle? When did you cave?
Oh, probably 5 minutes.
Oh, five minutes in. So you had the rule before getting the dog?
Yeah, we've got a little dachshund, and I've never been dogs on bed ever. They've always been outside. Mm. Looked at her once, she cried, and she's a human. So that's where she is.
She's not really a dog, so it doesn't count.
The thing with dachshunds is too, if they wouldn't sleep horizontally, like if they'd sleep lengthways, that'd be fine because they're quite long. But they don't. Dogs will always sleep across the bed and take up the most amount of room possible. Christy's here. Hey, Christy.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Christy. Did you cave quickly to the no dogs on the bed rule?
We actually bought a new, bigger bed so our dogs would fit.
No way! And do they still take up all of the space?
They're pretty good. They're very snuggly, but I've got two German Shepherds. Oh. So they do take up a lot of space.
They're huge.
The next step up from that is buying a bigger house for a bigger room to fit the bigger bed in.
And then the horse comes in.
the horse in, the bulls, whatever, buffalo. Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks is back after the weekend. During the podcast, every single day we give you a clue for our next game of Alpha Bucks.
We give you a downright answer.
Clue? Yeah, it's not a clue. You're right. It's a full answer. Today's is...
horse. I want to get the coconuts out. Like in Monty Python.
Remember horse, everyone. It's your free answer for Alpha Bucks Monday morning at HIT. We do owe, I do owe the parents of Queensland an apology, Gabrielle, after something that happened on the show the other day.
Trying to rack my brain as to which one.
To what it could
There's
actually
a list.
Because usually, you know, we offend people, then don't apologize.
Exactly.
But today...
which one are you apologizing for?
Doing something well out of the ordinary. And backtracking, because you might remember, it was on Wednesday's show, I think it was just after 7-ish, if you were driving to work or whatever, we were talking about how my 2-year-old son, Charlie, got... two of his fingers jammed in the door between the door frame just near where the hinges are. And my daughter, who's 7, Matilda, she completely closed the door. So it clicked closed with his fingers.
What's the update on his fingers? Are they doing all right?
Oh, they're fine. They're moving and stuff. He'll live. They're a little black and blue, but
he'll live.
He'll be fine. but as part of that, I took a Cranberries song.
Mm.
Big in the 90s, Cranberries said that song, Zombie, you know, Zombie.
Early 90s, I reckon, yeah.
And I reworked their song, Linger. I'm going to play it again very quickly right now because you might remember this from the other day. Have you ever jammed your finger? Jammed your finger? Jammed your finger? Have you ever jammed your finger?
It's catchy.
So we spun that a few times. Mm. It is catchy. And it did catch on with my nearly 7-year-old daughter, Matilda.
Yep.
And I reckon it's happened to other kids around Queensland because for the last like 48 hours or so, the last two afternoons, seriously, so it was Wednesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon, this is all I heard on repeat from my daughter's mouth nonstop while at home in the afternoons.
Have you ever jabbed your finger? You ever jabbed your finger? Jabbed your finger? Have you ever jabbed your finger in something?
Yeah, she's a little Celine Dion.
She's even making it her own.
She's done variations. Don't worry about it.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
This is where I give you lazy girl hacks to make your life easier. And I try out the hacks before sharing them to make sure they work.
Try before you buy.
Exactly. And I did come up with a hack fail today. However, I'm going to start with one that does work so that you're not completely disappointed at the end with just a
build
fail.
Build us up, then knock us down.
Exactly. So the hack that will change your life, and it does work, is you dampen a paper towel and lay it over your food in the microwave. It keeps your food moist and it heats it faster. Can confirm this does work. Dampen paper towel.
Dampen paper towel, put it on food.
Put it over the food.
I'll put paper towel over the food I'm microwaving anyway. Just stop
it. So it doesn't spit
everywhere.
I do it all
the time, otherwise it spits.
Well, just dampen it, and there you are. One more step, and you're in the clear. Yeah, keep the moisture.
I'll try.
Now for the hack fail. So this one was one my sister told me. She uses it on her daughter, but I thought I'd give it a go on me. So what she does is she showers her daughter at night, washes her hair. When her hair's wet, puts it into braids. And then she sleeps on a silk pillowcase so it doesn't get messy, and off she can go to school the next day with her hair already done. So I was like, I'll give that a
clever.
Go. Yeah. And I did
my
that.
My wife, God, she whinges about that.
Oh, having to do
hair
every day.
Doing the hair on school mornings.
The morning is the worst.
Not the thing for me. I'm here.
And well, I hate doing my own hair over morning because we're up so early. So I gave it a go, washed my hair, braided it, wore braids yesterday. It actually did work a treat. It looked quite good. Wasn't too messy. But I've taken my hair out of the braids this morning and I look like a 90s kid who lost a battle with a crimper. So yeah. I'm chalking that up to a fail.
I don't know, a 90s kid who lost a battle with a crimper or Monica from Friends
when she took her braids
when she goes into the humidity and frizzes up.
It's actually what my hair looks like today.
Well, producer Brooke, can you come in here and take a photo?
Yeah, I'll come in.
Come in and take a photo of Gabby's hair
Instagram.
And we'll whack it on our Insta.
That is definitely a hack fail. Don't try that one at home.
Cliffo and Gabby, if you want to see the photo. And if we could get every Queenslander to please send their hair straighteners to us.
I'm going to need them all.
It's more than a one straightener job, this.
We didn't know just how competitive we were until Petty Origin became a thing. About a week ago, the New South Wales team were throwing mud at Queensland and we wouldn't stand for it. So the idea was birthed that we would both try to get to 5,000 Instagram followers first to get there was the state that won.
You know, we were always beating them on Instagram. Exactly. They jumped to the lead. They were crowing about that. I remember too, when we started this, they had a 450 follower lead.
Right?
So did they really win?
Yes,
they did. They were first to 5,000.
They did win by 2 seconds.
By 2.5, 3 seconds.
It was
ridiculous.
So close yesterday. But we did put an offer out there that we would give a prize to someone who did follow us to try to buy some followers. Pretty much.
So everyone who jumped on board and followed us yesterday
in the last few days.
Yeah, so there's still time to follow us.
Thank you.
Everyone who did that is going in the draw for this prize pack, 2.5 grand's worth. We're going to call back a winner right now and let them know they've won this awesome prize. Here we go.
Hello, Daniel speaking.
Daniel, it's Cliffo and Gabby from Hit, mate. How are you going?
Yeah, good, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. Daniel, thank you for following us on Instagram.
Oh, that's fine.
Did you only swing us a follow yesterday? Because it was a very exciting day yesterday when we hit the 5,000 followers mark.
Yeah, I did. I actually was driving to work and I just so happened to have you guys on. And it all worked out. So here I am.
Did you follow my instructions of pulling over and following straight away so you could be in
Absolutely,
on this
Gabby.
Prize? You did.
You did as you were told.
Yes.
Good. You did as you were told.
That's good.
Yes. Speechless. That's insane.
What's the part of the prize pack that you're most excited about?
Definitely the cash. It's been a...
Well, no offence, Kyle Felt. Love the idea of the shout-out.
It's been a rough few years, and I've only sort of headed back to work very minimally in the last few months, so financially, that'll be a really great help.
Oh, Daniel, I'm so happy that you're the winner then. You really need this.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is so good.
Thanks, guys.
Well, you get the whole thing, mate. Not only the 2K, but we got the McDonald's family pack for Origin dinner. A shout out from Kyle Felt. I believe your mum's a big Kyle Felt fan. So
yeah.
You're gonna get him to do that for your mum?
Yeah. I reckon she'd love that. She's been by my side the whole time. So, you know, it'd be nice to give her a little treat as well. So.
So good, mate. Carton of 4X, the Esky with the cup holders. Very particular on Esky with cup holders. Yeah. Orange jersey, so maybe one for you and mum as well too if she's been.
Yeah, that's it.
Daniel, I'm so excited you're the winner.
Well done,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.
And can we just give a big thanks to McDonald's for helping us put it together as well. Love your Maccas, choosing a Maccas favourite, a delicious dilemma. The only question is, how will you decide at McDonald's? Well done, Daniel. Great to get to know you, mate.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Fair to say, both of us are fans of the deep frying method of cooking.
Especially if it's in pastry. Deep fried pastry goodness.
Everything's better in pastry.
You're right.
That's a show motto here. Love everything wrapped in pastry and deep fried. And Coles have come under fire for renaming a popular international deep fried food. You know what a samosa is.
Yeah. It's
right?
It's like curry stuff inside pastry that's deep fried.
Deep fried.
Right?
It's a samosa.
Yeah.
Most famous, it originated in Asian countries, but I think it's been most famously associated with Indian cooking the last 100 years or so. But samosas are very, very popular, but they've come under fire for renaming them in the freezer section at Coles. Indian-style triangles.
Wow.
Clearly.
That's a very simplified version, isn't it?
Too dumb to know what samosas are.
Right.
And a lot of people have sort of been a bit shocked by this. They've been taking photos and putting them on
social media. Taking the culture out of it, isn't it?
A guy named Om Mandiva actually put the photo up and he just wrote, "Seriously, Australia? ? At Coles renaming samosas Indian-style triangles.
Yeah.
But I thought, Coles, why stop there? There's other products that could be confusing people.
Mm.
So I've come up with the list of products that I think Coles need to look at just to make it, you know, easier.
Okay.
For us dumb Australians to understand.
We're so silly. Right? All right.
So margarine becomes yellow milk spread.
That under sounds the Coles, nasty.
Under the Coles method of thinking.
Ooh.
Soft drink becomes fizzy sugar juice.
Well, that's accurate.
Ice cream becomes brain freeze blocks.
Mm.
Rice becomes edible confetti.
Oh, yeah, yum, yep. Mm-hmm.
All types of flour become cooking powder. All kids' lollies. Kids' lollies need to be renamed go-go pellets.
Go-go pellets.
Tomato sauce has to become red liquid.
How do you write that on a bottle?
I don't know. Just I wrote it as PFFFT. So tomato sauce, red liquid. Spaghetti has to become gluten wire.
Yes.
And bananas have to be renamed bendy yellow sticks.
Bendy yellow sticks.
And believe me, there was a few other names that were left off the list because of this time slot for renaming bananas.
Guilty little pleasure of mine is looking at listings on realestate.com or wherever they may be of mansions, like of multi-million dollar mansions.
You're a real estate perv.
I am. I love to see how the other half live. I love to see these mansions and just imagine myself in them.
I've had houses go up for sale on my street as well.
Oh, yeah, I do sort that too.
Of, and they're people who you kind of know them, but not enough really to go in their house. Mm-hmm. So you'll go on realestate.com.
Look at the photos.
Yes. To get a sticky peek into how they live.
Totally. I totally do that. And that's why I like Selling Sunset on Netflix was so popular too, because we love to have a sticky peek into these amazing houses.
$1 million listing.
Yeah, that's They're good so show. Popular. Well, Nev and I, fiance Nev and I were doing this yesterday. He found this amazing mansion in Byron Bay. And he was like, come look at these photos.
Byron Bay.
You know, right down the road from Chris Hemsworth, overlooking the ocean. He was like, check this out. And we're looking through the pics and it was stunning. Like, it's everything you'd ever expect of a mansion. I think there was two pools. Like, it was just amazing. And we're flicking through. Then all of a sudden, this photo pops up. And it looked like it was like a basement room. And it was set up like a full-on film studio. But there was just one couch that all the cameras were pointing towards. And I was looking at it for about 5 minutes and I'm like,
there's lights,
cameras, like full on everything, all pointing
at a couch.
At a couch. In a very private, dark room in the basement. And I was like, is that a... He's like, I think it is. I'm like, is that how they got their money? He's like, I think that's how they got their money.
What sort of movie are we filming here, guys?
So it looks like it's definitely that part. That's that kind of mansion.
Nev's like, I could make use for that room. Don't worry about that.
You might know Dan and Steph from MKR. They were the winners in 2013. They then were in the rivals, like the champions competition in 2020 and were runners up. And now they have their own TV show that's taking them through regional Queensland. It's called Travel and Eat with Dan and Steph. And they join us right now. How are you guys going?
Hi. Good, guys. Good morning.
So good to have you guys on because, as you two know, we're like a regional Queensland breakfast show and pretty much everywhere we go, you guys are going, but you guys are going to focus on like our favorite thing ever.
Food.
So tell us more about the show because this is exciting.
Absolutely, mate. So we had this idea probably 6 months ago and then we met up with publicist Joe and we come together with this U-Butte plan, went to Seven. They loved it. So pretty much what we do, mate, is we head into regional Queensland areas that don't get much of a rap through the media and all that sort of stuff. And we meet all the local producers. And they're all absolute crazy too, by the way, but they make for good telly. And, yeah, we just find out what they do and how they come up with their products and we cook with them pretty much.
Yeah. It's very much so paddock to plate then, hey?
It really is. And it's more about, it's like education of how food grows and reminding people where fresh food comes from. And we learned so much along the way as well. So we can't wait for, and we've cooked in so many different locations and it's really quite stunning, so we can't wait for you guys to see it.
We pretty much, our producer will have sort of a script and we'll have a look at it and then we just go totally off script and just ask all these questions that, like, you know, that we're really, really excited to ask. And yeah, these producers are unbelievable.
Speaking of going completely off script, I think we're going to do a similar thing right now.
Why not?
We do that same thing at this show. Gabby and I both have a bit of a food dilemma that the both of us are going through at
with.
The moment. And we thought we could ask you guys for some help. So if you got time, you do yours first if you want.
All right, well, mine,
you need more help than me.
I do need more help in the kitchen. I'm not a very good cook. I don't really enjoy cooking. I think that's the biggest problem. So what's the most fancy, amazing, incredible dish that I could make with the least amount of effort?
Or skills. You
know what, skills.
I reckon a really good piece of pork belly.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly.
I thought that'd be hard.
No, not really. No. It's all, you score the skin, dry it out in the fridge overnight, chuck it in the oven with a bit of oil and salt, and, you know, 30 minutes of high heat, knock it back to 180 and just let it cook out nice and slow for about 2.5-3 hours.
Nice.
I reckon even you could do that.
Fiance Nev, watch out.
That's Steph's favourite dish is the pork belly with the celeriac puree. So, and the celeriac puree really easy to do as well. So good. I'd go there. That
sounds fancy as.
My one real quickly, I've got fussy children, and I know you guys have a little girl. She's a little bit older now, but the real fussy eater in my house is my 2-year-old son, Charlie. tips for parents who have fussy children.
You know, it's as simple as a good spag bowl, but you're going to hide lots of veggies in it.
Yeah.
And puree, like almost cut them down or use a processor so they're so teeny tiny that the kids can't see the vegetables
they think
in
it's
them.
Mint.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
That's all they're tricking them.
We do that a lot.
Yeah, we do.
That's good so too good. For the people who are listening who have fussy partners who won't eat vegetables because I have been in that position in my life.
I'll make that for Nev too.
Oh, you guys are so great. Dan and Steph, they're back on our tellies. Yeah. Travel and Eat with Dan and Steph. Starts this Saturday on Network 7 Queensland, and they're going to be visiting pretty much all the areas where this show goes, so you're going to see your own backyard on the telly, which is so great. Dan and Steph, we love you. Good luck with the show, and thanks for your time, guys.
Cheers,
thanks,
guys.
Cliffo and Gabby. Cheers.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.